Mark, this should really be a rhetorical question because any place you live is automatically historic. But what do you think would actually take to make your house a historic site?
I think something historic and probably somebody actually who's known by anybody other than my family would have to live there.
Okay, well, I guess we could reserve it just for the already important people in Arizona, like Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yeah, she sounds like way more deserving than my house.
Good, because that's actually what happened. Her house has officially been added to the National Register of Historic Places.
Sounds pretty cool. So what exactly does that do for her?
Okay, so when places are added to the list, it's considered worthy of preservation and recognized nationally. Justice O'Connor's home of more than two decades is in Papago Park in Tempe today. That was after being moved from its original location in Paradise Valley about a decade ago.
That is a massive undertaking. Have you ever seen those houses on the freeway, like the on the backs of flatbed trucks? They are
oversized load. Is that
yeah,
what the
yes, I think that's what they're called. That is, I can't imagine actually just moving a house.
Yeah, I don't think we would be able to do that. We'd need some help.
I think I might have more luck moving that playground back. Yeah. From Eager than actually moving a house.
Do you think because of your presence in this studio, this will once be named at some point the historic Mark Brody studio?
I think there's more chance that it's the Steve Goldstein studio.
If the National Register of Historic Places is listening, that's where we need to go next.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need.